Lord Jesus, we're just so thankful that we can even talk to you, God, that we can even have a conversation, that we can even address the creator of the universe. It'd be an amazing thing for someone to get a hold of a movie star, to get a hold of the President of the United States. All these phone calls and hoops you have to go through. A person can only hope to even have a conversation with someone like that. But here we are, able to talk to you, the King of the universe. And it's so easy to take that for granted. But it's all because of what you've done for us. Well, I just ask that you bless, Lord, just speaking about you right now for the next couple of minutes. And that your name will be praised, Lord. That you be honored and that you be pleased with what's said, that the hearts would be open to hear about you, hearts would be open to be changed, to consider you. Lord, I ask all this in your name, amen. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ is such a reality. He's such a reality. And if for one second you've ever doubted him, I would just ask and hope that you be sobered right now to recognize the reality of Jesus Christ. He is a historical figure that lived. There's a ton of information about him. But even more than that, it's what he's had to say about himself, that he is the King of Kings. He is the Son of God, and we will see him. We will see him. Every eye shall see him riding on the clouds. With his angels, with his saints coming back to set up a physical kingdom here on this planet. And those who believe on him can have the Holy Spirit in them right now and believe on him. And be filled with his power, be filled with his presence until we see him face to face. And that's the meat and potatoes of it. Jesus Christ, he is the meat and potatoes of the Bible. He is the meat and potatoes of the Christian faith. It's all about him. It's not the pastor. It's not the sermon that we like. It's not the worship song that we like. It's not the good feelings we get. It's the person of Jesus Christ. And you know, Jesus says something that I think we should all take to heart. He says to watch and to be ready. To be ready. You know, I'm not into religion. Religion is dead to me. There's so many people who are religious. But religion doesn't do anything for anybody. It doesn't really change a person. It burdens a person. People say, I don't do this because I'm religious. I don't eat that because I'm religious. But that's not what Jesus Christ came for. Jesus Christ didn't come for religion. He came for a relationship with you. A relationship. Jesus is not interested in you just abstaining from things because of some religious rule. And even if we did try to keep that religious rule, the scripture teaches that if you ever stumble at one point, you've stumbled at the whole law. Once you've broken one law of your religious rule, you've broken the whole thing. The only person that's kept the perfect law of God is Jesus Christ. And he's given us his report card for free. He's given us his good standing for free in exchange for our sin. The scripture says in Isaiah 53 that the chastisement of our peace was upon him, that the Lord had laid upon him the iniquity of us all, that he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. Jesus Christ took it all for us, so we don't have to worry about trying to have a good report card. He has a good report card. But Jesus wants a relationship. He's moved sin out the way. He's moved trying to live this life on your own out the way so you can be into him. That you can be fully free to worship and to be just into him. And no longer do you try to do things for some religious reason, but for one thing only. It's because you want to be ready for him. I really, really enjoy that we are the bride of Christ. Have you ever seen a bride just getting ready for her husband? You know, if someone says, I don't want my hair to look messy, it's like, okay. But when someone says, I don't want my hair to look messy because I want it to look nice for this person, doesn't that feel much more powerful? Doesn't that feel much more intimate, much more special? And someone says, I want to look really nice. Okay.
Someone says, I want to look nice for my husband, for my wife. Doesn't that give you so much more impact? And the scriptures has the same concept that we are the bride of Christ and that we want to be ready for his return. We want to have our minds pure. We want to be pure in our conduct, not so we can fulfill some religious rule. Jesus already has fulfilled that for us, but because we want to be pure for our King. And isn't it so sweet to know that if we stumble, the scripture says that no one is without sin. It says in 1 John that if anyone says that they haven't that they don't sin, they're a liar. But that we should confess our sins to Christ, who is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and wash us from all unrighteousness. That we can keep ourselves pure for the Lord, but when we fall short, because we will, we can just repent and continue on with him. Friends, this intimacy I'm talking about with Jesus Christ, how sweet it is. It trumps any human relationship. It trumps all earthly pleasure, a relationship with Jesus Christ. Satan does not want you to know about this. He wants to pervert you. He wants to pervert this love of God. The scripture says the whole world lieth in the sway of the wicked one in 1 John 5. He has the whole world deceived, putting them on these distractive paths of different religions or just entertainment and just being consumed with lust and power and money and sex and fleshly entertainment and just all types of things. He's just completely disrupted the truth. But the reality is that if you just commit your way to Christ Jesus, commit your way to him as God, set your heart on him, you're on the right road. You're on the right track. You're on the right track. Jesus Christ says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Now, friends, how many people spend their entire lives, a whole lifetime, looking for the way? Oh, a college education, a strong family unit, having a perfect living situation, a perfect marriage, a perfect job, having things go the right way, living the American dream, that's the way. You know, what's the truth? The truth is that I have an understanding of my identity. You know, I figure this out. You know, we have this twisted perception. You know, what's the life? Going back, the life is just this this American dream. You know, I have the kids, I have the spouse that's so awesome to me. You know, I'm able to pay my bills, I don't live paycheck to paycheck, I'm successful. And Jesus comes and says, look, man, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. You don't have to have those things. Oh, if you do, praise God for them. But that's not the peace. The peace is Jesus himself. The scripture says that Christ is our peace. You see, the world doesn't understand this. This is why you have celebrities. You have people who have everything the world could ever ask for. They have looks from their surgeries and their expensive personal trainers. They have fame and popularity. They can have anything they want. They can go any place they want. They can be with the most beautiful people because they're so beautiful looking themselves. And yet they're strung out on drugs, committing suicide, in trouble with the law. Because peace is not in those things. Peace is in Jesus Christ. Blessed is the person who is unhappy right now. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are in trouble, who are suffering, because they realize that this world is not the peace giver. Jesus Christ says in John 14, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives peace do I leave. It's not the world's peace do I leave with you, but it's my peace. Not the world's peace. I think the most cursed person in the world is somebody who thinks and feels that they've got it all made. Somebody who feels so super content. Somebody who thinks to themselves, I'm it. I've got everything I want. That mark that person because they're cursed. Jesus Christ said that it's easier for a camel. Have you been to the zoo lately and seen a camel? The size of that hump. Have you seen a camel? Jesus Christ. I didn't say it. If I said it, you can just scoff at it. But Jesus, Lord of Lords, said that it's easier for a rich person, for an accomplished person, for a content person. It's easier for them to get through the eye of a needle. It's easier for them to fit through a headphone jack of your iPod than for it's easier for, you know, it's easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle, you know, than for a rich person to get into heaven. That's specifically what he said. I'm over here taking liberties with it, but Jesus Christ specifically said it's easy for a camel to fit through the eye of a needle than for a rich, content, happy person to get into the kingdom of God. And that really ought to hit us over the head, like, wow. In fact, when Jesus said it, his disciples marveled and said, wow, who then can be saved? And Jesus' response was, with men it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. Because it's Jesus Christ who saves us. That's why you can't boast when you get to heaven. It says, by grace you have been saved, and not of yourselves, lest any man boast. So we just have an awesome salvation in Jesus. And I just encourage anyone listening, you know, just the meat is Jesus Christ, you know. And what does Jesus Christ teach? What does he say? Just look into the scriptures and search them, you know. Just be in the scriptures daily and really acquaint yourself with the Lord. That's what this is all about. Oh, you know, Mike, this is really simple. You know, I wanted to hear something deep. I wanted to hear about, you know, breaking this down or that. And, you know, I mean, really, what you really want to break down is just what the Lord says. You know, what? Who is he? Who is he to you? And what's your relationship like with him? Because Jesus Christ says, many people will come to me saying, Lord, Lord, and I'll say, I never knew you. I never knew you. So we want to busy ourselves with knowing the Lord and be anticipating his return. We want to know everything there is to know about the cross, what he did for us on that cross. We want to know everything there is to know about the mystery of the gospel, that he lives in us right now through his Holy Spirit. We want to know everything there is to know about the fact that he's coming back. We want to know our Messiah. Amen. So blessed is the person that's listening to this and just really is convinced that the world around them is just debris. You know, in fact, it says in Philippians chapter 3 that I count all things feces. I count all things manure. I count all things doo-doo for the knowledge of Christ Jesus. You know, all things just rubbish. And I just pray that, you know, whoever's listening would just really look around them and say, you know, What would I profit if I got everything I wanted and lost my soul? You know, what would it profit if everything I ever thought I wanted, a relationship that makes me happy, a job that pays me well and that I love to do, kids who listen to me, you know, my kids who do exactly what I want them to do, you know, a physique that makes me feel happy and it makes me feel attractive. What if I had all of that just in any moment to die and spend my eternity buried in the middle of the earth in hell, in torture and torment, to have all those things and then die and see Jesus Christ and him shake his head and say, I never knew you. Depart from me. Lord, I just pray that anyone listening to this would just be blessed and to just be blessed, you know, just Lord, that's just on my heart. I'm just grieving for the world to just know you, that you're coming back for real. You know, it's not any Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll be back. Lord, I know, Lord, you're coming back. You've said it. Your word says it. The scripture never lies. It's the only book of the 27 books that claim to be holy books. It's the only one that tells the end from the beginning. It's the only one that prophesies that it's correct every time. Your word is tried. You're a buckler to those who trust in you. That's what your word says. I pray that anyone listening would believe that and just be serious. Get serious about knowing you. Get serious about waiting for you, waiting for your arrival, living right for you, Lord Jesus, and to stop the nonsense and the games and to get serious about you, God. Lord, I pray all these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.